This is STPB News. Good afternoon. I'm Jeremy Ludeman. South Dakota Attorney General Marty Jackley says officials have identified the person whose body was found in the back of a vehicle after a police chase on Interstate 90. Jackley says troopers found the woman's body while searching the auto that was stopped with spike strips in Rapid City Monday.
I can't go into further detail, but I will say that we have reached that connection. There is a clear connection. As we release more information, it'll become apparent. I want to give our law enforcement officers every opportunity they can to do a full investigation and also to make sure that we let her next of kin, her family, know about this tragedy.
30-year-old Tustin Walsh Lohman of Santa Cruz, California, faces charges that include aggravated eluding and drunken driving. Jackley says other jurisdictions may have grounds to charge Lohman as well.
You know, certainly there are three primary jurisdictions that can be involved. When you involve state lines, that could trigger federal involvement. As of right now, the two main jurisdictions that are investigating the case are the California authorities. Again, three detectives have come from California working with our agents along with state authorities.
State Highway Patrol Trooper Jeremy Biggert says Lohman's auto came to rest in a ditch after spike strips were deployed. Biggert says officials found the woman's body wrapped in a blanket in the rear of the auto. The Sioux Falls City Council voted against repeal of a $50 million construction project. Legacy Developments will build a hotel, commercial space, and parking garage downtown. The repeal fell on a 5-3 vote. Some critics had questioned the partnership with the developer, which is connected to a building collapse in December of 2016. Sioux Falls Mayor Mike Huther's administration says a private guarantor on the agreement, who is in the middle of the controversy, will not have association with the project. More news available at our website, listen.stpb.org. Good afternoon. You're with South Dakota Public Broadcasting.